Marilyn wants to say hi to everybody. She's got her hair down today in braids. And as you can see, she's on oxygen all the time now.
Okay.
And anyway, she's
Hello
doing all of her
everyone.
Business work. Okay, go ahead, Marilyn.
Hello to everyone.
Anyway, there's setting me on here by all of her pictures. Now we're going to go outside. And this is how we've been putting up a lot of things lately. Got two computers going all the time. And I have been building a YouTube site also, Discover the Word with Dr. Jim on YouTube. And we're opening up a lot of those. We're going to go outside now. We've got a lot more done. See the pretty white mountains up there. We've had a lot of snow in the last few days. We're going to walk down by the creek and by the trees. And let's see, for Nancy especially, and Donald Grebar over there in Wales. See if any of the little rascals are here. Nope, they're not. They're out hunting or something. There looks like, which one is that now? Is that monkey? No, that's Kitty. Hello, Kitty. Oh, Kitty's been hurt. What happened to you, Kitty? No wonder. You got hurt. That's where you've been. Here's Monkey. Monkey, are you all right? Did something try to kill you, Kitty? And there's probably Coley. We'll have to doctor you a little bit. I did not know that had happened to her at all. I haven't seen her for several days. This is our new driveway into the garage. All the way from here, you can hear the creek running. Looking at all the trees. I was worried about Kitty because she hadn't been home for almost a week. Something happened to her. Something got a hold of her or something. I haven't seen Whitey for a few days. We'll have to find out what happened to Whitey. This is a new patio on the back of the house outside of the guest house. Looks like it's good enough to walk on. Anyway, here it is. This is quite a difference. As you look in here to the garage, pretty soon we'll be able to use all of this. Into the guest house here. And we're walking on the brand new concrete. Got to clean it away from the shop there a little bit. This will be a lot easier to walk down here to do the laundry hanging. Now we'll go here little by little. We're cleaning up. Got a lot to go. This is the back of the house. Got the cooler set up correctly. We will have an AC unit there, hopefully, before long. We've done a lot to the... There's an old log splitter. You may not believe this, but I traded the chicken for that. And I haven't used it up here because we don't have the wood stove in the house yet. That's looking at the... We still have one in the cabin. The wood stove. Looking over this way, we lived in that little motor home for 5 years. And cooked and lived and slept out of it. I currently don't think it's possible now. Of course, we're older. Marilyn is very poor health, and sometimes I am. My colon was really in bad shape for the last few days. It still is not good. We've planted another tree since we were out here, and that is an aspen tree from Trail Canyon that graded the road and tore it out of the road, and I picked it up. It had roots and all, so I put it in the ground there where the other tree that died was. And you can see all of our wildflowers all over the place. There's another dead one. I'll dig it out and put another one in its place. And that was an aspen also. Here is our plum tree. And it has lots of plums on it this year. So it doesn't blow hard enough to kill them or something. It says loaded with plums. And we'll see what kind that is. Remember, can't see it to read it. It's an old type of plum for canning. There's one of the towers. There's another Rhone tower over there. Well, there's another Rhone tower there, and one out front, four of them. Well, I have lots of wildflowers this year. And there is our black walnut tree. It's coming along. Sometimes they poison trees around them, so I hope that these exist. There was our little Montmorency cherry, but it died. And a little black phoebe. I've got to trim these willow trees. They are spreading out. Of course, that's real good for a windbreak. Looking down the valley, there's White Mountain Peak. 14,252 foot of that old mountain. Lots of wildflowers. There's our little gully over there, a little ravine. Lots of trash blown in it from here and there and everywhere. Looking back at this end of the house, hopefully we'll have porches on it before too long. If we can stay alive that long. These trees are really growing. A lot of girth to them now. More towers to put up. Through here. I've kind of come and mowed these away from the tree line on both sides. The flowers are really pretty. As you can see, our grape lines are beginning to put out. A lot of vines. There's another tree I have to replace there on the corner. It looks like some little finches are using it for a roost. Here is a 100-year-old grapevine. It's hanging out some shoots. The rabbits ate that down I don't know how many times. And here's another one, the same thing, 100-year-old one. I have to cut these trees back out of this, and I'll take all of those and I'll plant them. Blackberries. More blackberries and more grapes. Grapes are coming along very well. Got a lot of grapes off of them last year. And over 20 pounds of cherries was on this tree last year. I don't know what it's going to do this year. I don't see any cherries on it right now. Hopefully we'll have some. Maybe not. And there's the apricot tree. And a currant. And there's another currant in between those trees over there. That was some Cottonwood Canyon. Not Cottonwood Canyon, but Trail Canyon. Like the other aspen tree down there. Onions are growing here, wild onions. And domestic onions also. That's my main radio tower right there. At least for right now. Looking back at the house, it's very comfortable. We need it now with Marilyn's health in such a precarious way. Another one of the 100-year-old grapevines and the little pine trees. White sage growing up all over. Rabbit brush. Now we're going to walk down here. That's going to be so much nicer now for a driveway, at least where you go into the house. I can work on cars and do things out there. Here's our other pine trees that are growing up. We only planted them a few years ago. 5, I think. So some of those are 5 years old, 6. And then the other ones here are a little older. These pine trees along the creek. Creek is roaring right along here. There was nothing here when we came. Just land that you can only drive a four-wheel drive on. I made a drive down to here so Marilyn could get on the tractor and drive all the way down the creek. Now she's having trouble even doing that. She has atrial fibrillation and congestive heart failure. We'll go down the creek. All these big rocks were in the way here at one time. I moved all of them and made it a little pathway down here so she could go down and see the creek. She loves this creek. There's a waterfall. Montmorency cherries. And there are a few Montmorency cherries on the tree. Apple tree. And we've had a few apples off the tree. I don't see any on there right now at this moment. We had some pretty good snow yesterday. So winter is not over, and this is toward the end of May. That's another plum tree there. Looks like the water came all the way, the creek came all the way up here in the night. That's a Satsuma plum. And I don't see anything on it either. Maybe we're not going to have much fruit this year because of the late winter. Here's our peach tree. And there is a plum tree. And it looks like the gophers have almost killed it. I think they ate the roots off of it. I have to get after the gophers before they kill everything. That's a shame. That tree's 7-8 years old now. The gophers are bad. Looks like something's been down through here, a raccoon or something, turning things over. Let Grumpy back up there, where he belongs. Killed a bunch of gophers from that place where the trees are last year. Doesn't look like I did a good enough job. Don't have enough cats now. Stacy, as you can see, runs pretty quickly. Looking back up that way toward the house. Lizards running everywhere. I'm going to walk all the way down here. This is a cell of cherry tree, and I think the late frost and winds have taken all the cherries off of it also. And a nectarine tree. And part of it died on me. Oh, there goes a beautiful bird flying. A lot of yellow on it. The creek is very deep here. Very deep. There's probably some big fish in there. Another plum tree, an apple tree, and a peach tree that died, I think, too much water last year. The creek is very deep here. It's a bit narrow. The creek would be narrow and then wide. Some places it's 40 and 50 and 60 feet wide. Places down through here. This is a camp spot here for somebody to come and camp. Looking up back toward the house again. Another little bridge. Lizards are all over. I'm surprised we haven't seen any snakes yet. I see them on the road, having been run over. No rattlesnakes. Gopher snakes, which are very good for the environment. And we've had a dozen of them down here on the creek with these gophers all over the place. The creek is very deep right in here, too. Well, there's your picture of Fish Lake Valley and our progress here. God bless you. Thank you for your support and prayers. We need it for our health, especially right now. Both of us are having trouble. Diverticulitis, acute attack of that I had the other day. I thought I was going to have to call the ambulance. I've been watching that lizard there for a few years on that post. Go back up here. You remember when there was nothing here, you could walk down that very steep hill with rocks all over it. Now it's a driveway. You can drive the car down here. And out the other side, Marilyn likes to drive down to the creek and look at it. in the car. I take her down there now. The 19th of last month, April, she was very close to death, and no hospital would take her at all. They didn't want to have anything to do with saving someone's life because of the coronavirus. And she was dying. I called Bishop California, the Northern Inyo Hospital, and they told me to bring her. They thought she was that bad that they would put her in the hospital. Well, it didn't take long for them to figure out that she was that bad. She would not have been alive for another day or so. And they took her in and kept her 5.5 days. And she lost 38 pounds of fluid from around her heart and lungs. And she's been behaving herself now and eating better. Of course, I have to cook all of her food because almost everything has salt in it, which she cannot have with congestive heart failure. So I'm alive and she's alive and we're still doing recordings. I haven't done as many recordings lately because we're building the YouTube site. We have nearly 800 videos up on YouTube now, Discover the Word with Dr. Jim. And pray for that. I've been putting about 14 to 18 hours a day uploading. Even when I was nearly dead, I think I put up 50 messages that day on YouTube. Well, here we go back to the house. Now I can walk in the patio. Tomorrow we'll have to do some cleaning here. I do have to take Marilyn to the hospital tomorrow for a blood test because she's on blood thinners and Lasix and all of that. They have to check her at least every 2 weeks. Now here we are walking up. I'm going to have to build stairs right here. Our little patio. This is quite different than what it was. Six years ago, none of this was here. We'll look at one last look toward White Mountain. And the trees out there, I see one of the cats out there looking for a gopher. Maybe Kitty. She's hurt, but she's still hunting, I think. God bless all of you. Continue to pray and to support us, please. God bless you.